You're listening to Kira's Pink Sparkle Podcast with Kira Lawrence, challenging perceptions of learning disability. The views you are about to hear are the personal views of Kira Lawrence and her guests, and not the organisations she is associated with.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to next episode of Kira's Pink Sparkle Podcast. And today I'm thrilled to be joined by John Verge, who is the Chief Executive of Golden Lane Housing. So welcome to my podcast, John.
Hello, Kira. It's wonderful to be on the Pink Sparkle Podcast. It's an absolute privilege.
Well, thank you for saying yes. I'm very grateful. Brilliant. So I've got a few questions. So we're just going to have a lovely little chat. I've got a few questions and then hopefully you've got one for me too. So yeah,
yes, I'll
fire away. So my first question is please could you tell me and my listeners what Golden Lane Housing is and what it aims to do?
Well, Kira, Golden Lane Housing is a charity and it's also a housing association. And we were established to provide housing for people with learning disabilities and autistic people who need support. And we were set up by the charity MenCap 25 years ago now to provide housing across the country. And we currently house nearly 3,000 people living independently with support in England, Wales and Northern Ireland. And last year we helped over 275 people into new homes.
Wow.
And we want to help more people with housing solutions. And that's why one of the things that we also do is focus time on influencing change across the country, because we know we can't provide all the housing. But if we can help other organisations, other charities, other housing associations, working with local councils, health authorities, families, individuals, that would be fantastic for us. And that's, you know, our mission is to help people have the right housing solution.
That's fantastic, John, and I'm really delighted to hear that it's going really well and that kind of you're doing really good work. And obviously, I knew a little bit about Golden Lane through my work at MenCap, but it's really nice to hear what's actually happening at Golden Lane and what it's all about. So thank you very much. That's really good to know. Great. Question two. I read that you became CEO of Golden Lane in 2018. What is involved in your job as CEO and what does a CEO do?
Well, firstly, I'm very proud to lead Golden Lane Housing. I joined Golden Lane Housing in 2000. So this will be my 24th year with Golden Lane Housing. And I've seen some amazing work that the organisation has done, working with individuals, their families and different organisations, including MenCap. Being a chief executive, it involves lots of different things. There are different parts of the organisation that do important work. So we have teams who help people with their tenancy and their wellbeing, making sure that they're happy in their home. We obviously have a lot of properties that we need to maintain, so that's a really important piece of work for us, and we've got teams that do that and make sure that the properties are safe. We also develop new homes. I mentioned the 275 people that we housed last year into new homes, but we want to do more of that. So I'm responsible to tenants and our board to ensure that we do all of those things very well and meet all of our goals that we set out and we agree with our tenants and our board and all of our staff.
Fantastic. That sounds like a really responsible top job.
It's certainly very responsible. And, for me, I take it, obviously very seriously, but I also really enjoy it. For me, it's the best job in the world. And I work with some fantastic people, both who work for Golden Lane Housing, but people who work for other organisations. So we work with care and support providers. We work with, lots and lots of local authorities, commissioners who work very hard to work to get the funding and help us provide the accommodation. So it's just fantastic to see all the work we do together. I mean, for me, being a chief exec, I guess, is about leadership at the end of the day. I'm leading a fantastic team. For me, our values and being an inclusive organization, having an inclusive culture is really important to us and important to me. So for me, as a chief exec, I have to lead by example, need to listen, need to be caring, need to be honest. I need to be reliable, and we need to be reliable. And also, we wouldn't have done anything in the last 25 years if we hadn't been creative about coming up with different ways of getting the right housing solution. So for me, that supports and underpins everything that we should be doing, and underpins kind of my approach to leading an organization. Now, obviously, as a chief exec, I'm involved with lots of meetings with people within the organization. We're a national organization. We have a team in Manchester, but we have colleagues working all over the country. So we have face-to-face meetings, but more and more we're doing online and using technology. So that's fantastic. My work also involves meeting people outside the organization. So I have a lot of meetings with external people, and that could be talking to people about raising money to buy new homes. Could be about talking to local councils and some care providers about working together, either on some of our existing homes or creating new homes. And I also spend a lot of time talking to central government about the changes needed to help more people with learning disabilities and autistic people into appropriate housing. So that's again a lot of time we do, and we like to go and obviously show people around houses. So one of my favourite parts of the job, I have to say, is to actually go out and meet tenants and families in their own homes across the country, and I try and get out as much as possible, because to hear about the fantastic lives people are living, and obviously hear about anything that we can help to improve our services or work with other organizations if for example they need more support, and we would do that work to support in that too. So yeah, lots of things to do, and national organization means I do quite a bit of traveling, and so it's nice to get around the country. So in the last year, I've been in the northeast. I've been, in the southeast of England. I live in the West Country, so I've been able to get out and around kind of the Somerset and Devon area, and also getting over to Northern Ireland as well. So great to see people face to face, particularly after the last couple of years where travel has been more restricted. It is great to be able to do stuff remotely, but it's fantastic to see people face to face. Whilst we provide housing and homes, we are about the people, getting to know the people, getting to know our tenants, getting to know the families. And a lot of families that we work with, have been really worried about the housing options for their loved ones, and to see when we able to hand over the keys and someone moves in, often to their home for the first time, to see how happy people are is just fantastic.
That's something really special, isn't it? When you know that someone's got their keys and they're going to move in, like that's really exciting. So yeah, it must be really nice to kind of see it all come together and kind of that person getting their
Yeah.
home, like that must be really nice kind of to watch that and kind of know you've been a little part of that. Like that must be really nice and it must feel really great to kind of know they're getting their own home, their own kind of place to call home. So yeah, that must be lovely.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Lovely. Amazing. That was really great to hear. Thank you, John. My next question is, You kind of touched on it, but is it easy or hard to try and find houses or homes for people with a learning disability? So is it easy? Is it hard? Yeah.
Well, I think just picking up the previous conversation, it's so rewarding to see people move into their new homes. So, I mean, some have been living all their lives with parents and want that independence now, or maybe parents have got older and they can no longer provide the care any longer. So that's really important. We help people move from the family home when they want to. Sometimes people have been living in institutions or hospitals, and we help them with housing in their communities. I mean, sometimes people have been living hundreds of miles away from their family, so and family members have had to travel a long way to see them, maybe at weekend. So that's fantastic to bring people back home, closer to their friends and family. Now, yeah, a huge amount of work goes into to developing new homes. We work with the individuals and their families to understand what they need and want, because we clearly want to develop any new home that meets their needs, and we'll work with the council or the health authority who will fund the support and care, because everybody we house needs to have the right care and support, and that needs funding. So that's really important that we work with the funders on that, and then we work with other organisations that will provide the care and support in their home. So we don't provide the care and support. We provide the landlord services, we provide the property, and then we'll work with organisations, great organisations like Mencap and other charities and other organisations who get paid by the local authority to provide the care and support. Now, sometimes when we're asked to provide accommodation, and normally we know who we're housing. Sometimes, if they're long-term schemes that we're having to build or develop, the local authority will know what they need, but we may not be given the name of every single person. But a lot of the schemes we do set up, we'll know exactly who's moving in, and we'll design it. But we so sometimes we will build a specifically adapted property, but often we will buy an existing property off the open market through an estate agent, and then based on what we need to do, we will then do the works on the property. Sometimes that may be quite major work, so doing an adapted bathroom, or maybe extending the property to make it bigger. Location is really important. We all know that TV show, location, location, location. That's so important for people with disabilities. Autistic people need support. They need to be close to their family, close to community facilities, maybe a local bus route, a local shop. So that's really important that we design and we build and we develop in the right location. But I guess the biggest issue nationally is the huge demand for housing. More people rightly want their own independent accommodation. And we did some research last year working with some other housing associations. I'm a chair of a network of housing associations. And the research shows that each year for the next 15 years, within England, there needs to be around 2,000 new homes developed for people. And what our research showed is over the last few years, nationally, just over half of that, just over 1,000 homes were actually created. So whilst we and other organisations are doing some fantastic work to develop new homes, there's still a huge gap in what we need to do. So we're working to find new ways of bringing in new money, working with the government to make sure that the system works. So all the different parts of government, local government, central government, all the different policies, they work so that we can bring the money in. And a lot often, this isn't about saving money, but very often housing people in their own home in community settings is cheaper than actually housing people in expensive, unsuitable institutions and hospitals. Some people need to be in hospital for some time for treatment, but most people who are currently living in hospitals shouldn't be there. I believe of the 2,000 people that are currently in hospitals, Around about 40%, so just under 1,000 people, are ready to leave. But the issue is there isn't the housing and the support for them to go into community settings.
Yeah.
So we're doing a lot of work within NHS England to
Good.
help as many people out of hospitals, but there's a huge amount of work for us still to do.
Definitely, and I think that's really important. And obviously, I remember the Josh Wills campaign, where obviously they live in Cornwall, but he was sent to an ATU miles away from home, and they had a really difficult campaign to kind of get him back in Cornwall. And obviously now he's got a home of his own, and it's adapted to him, and Josh is much happier. He's doing really well. And that's great. And actually, a couple of years ago, I was down in Cornwall and I was visiting Phil, his dad, and he arranged for us to go and see Josh in his home. And it was
Fantastic.
brilliant. And I met the staff and saw how wonderful they were and how they work and support Josh. And actually, it was brilliant. He was so happy. Everything was around Josh. It was tailored to Josh. And that was a really lovely thing to see, to actually see someone in a house, in a home, just for them, leading a good life, getting the right support. So yeah, that was really lovely for me to see. And the staff were amazing with him, and they knew him, and they knew how to kind of communicate with him. And I think while we were there, like it was near dinner time, and so like in the fridge they had like three different options for the meal that he was going to have. So
Yeah.
like they showed it to him and they were like, right, this is number one, and kind of showing him everything. And then they were like, right, or do you want option two and it's this thing, or do you want option three and it's this thing. So he was able to kind of look at them and kind of sort of nod his head and kind of go, yeah,
Yeah.
or no,
Yeah.
or, and it was brilliant because they gave him that space to, make his mind up and kind of choose. And like that was great to see, and like getting that great support, and his staff knew him and they know how he reacts and how he communicates. And yeah, that was amazing to see him so happy and have staff that know him. I think that for me, as a person with a learning disability, that's what I love about NCAP. They get to know you and they give you the right support. And with that, you can do anything and you can achieve and you can live a good life. And yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah, that's a wonderful example, and it's about being personalized, isn't it? About the person and the individual, and when people live many years at home with mum and dad or siblings, that's what they do, don't they? They know their loved ones, and they tailor everything around it, and we need to replicate that in people's independent living.
Yes, definitely. That's so important. Amazing. Right, next question. Okay, so in your job at Golden Lane Housing, do you have any colleagues with a learning disability in your team at work?
Yeah, absolutely, Kira. We have colleagues who work in different parts of the organisation. Some have worked with us for many years. Some work in our front-facing teams, including our tenant experience team. So they take phone calls from people and tenants and other people that ring on our tenants' behalf in our offices in Manchester. We've also supported with apprenticeships. To support someone into their first permanent role. So that's been fantastic to see.
Right.
The other thing I was just thinking that we also have huge support from our tenant representatives. So we have groups of tenants who meet on a regular basis. We also have a committee of tenant representatives who meet with our board members to talk about services, and they scrutinise our work. And some of our tenant representatives also support on interview panels for
Oh,
all of
great.
our permanent staff roles. So everybody who obviously works permanently for Golden Lane Housing goes through a recruitment process, and they'll be interviewed. But there's always a tenant panel who will interview them as well, because it's really important that anybody who works for us has got the right values and understands about learning disabilities. Now, we obviously do training, but we want everybody who joins us to have the right culture and the right fit. So that's a really important, that's really powerful, and I think more and more housing associations and organisations need to involve, their tenants, customers, and people who receive services in recruiting staff.
I think I totally agree with you. I think it's so important to have inclusion of people with a learning disability, doing really important roles where they help with recruitment to being in groups. I think that's really important. And I think as engagement lead here at Mencap, that's something that I'm very passionate about. I really want to make sure people with a learning disability are really part of Mencap's work and they have really meaningful roles and they're really included in Mencap's work right from the word go. So yeah, that's really great that you work alongside people with a learning disability at Golden Lane. And I think it's really important to have them in those roles. Yeah.
Absolutely
Amazing.
brilliant. Yeah.
Great, that's great to hear. Fab. Okay, so my last question is, what have you personally learnt about learning disability since you have worked at Mencap and Golden Lane Housing?
Well, obviously, I learned a lot, but I'm learning something every single day. I guess the first thing I would say is, I've learned that everyone with the right support and the right home can live independent, fulfilling lives. You've already touched on a fantastic example of that. Now, for me, it's really important that we focus on what people can do and support them in what they can do. Too many people focus on what people can't do. There's lots of things that I can't do, but there's lots of things that I can be supported to do and learn. So that's really important that housing associations, commissioners, support providers keep that at the forefront. Now, each and every person has their own needs and preferences, so it's really important that we understand those. We talked about it earlier, didn't we, about understanding what people wanted to, what Josh wanted to have for his tea, and use different communication methods and the time and the space and people knowing the individual. So that's really important. And ultimately, when we're talking about housing, but we're talking about any part of someone's life, it's about giving people real choice and real control over their lives. But I'm always learning. Every time I meet a tenant or someone who we're hoping to help into a new home, you're getting to know the person, an individual, aren't you? And you get to know their families as well, and their families know them better than anybody. So I'm always inspired. I'm always just bowled over by the energies and the passion of people. A lot of people have had to fight for their right to have their own home and have their own support, often supported by their family, but they've gone through a lot. I guess the other thing I would say, and I was talking to a parent yesterday, someone who had been in a college, had some independent study away from home choice as their brothers and sisters are having, choosing what they do every day of their life. Now, each and every person has their own needs and preferences. So it's really important for me that whether it's about their housing or any other part of their life, that they've got real choice and control over those.
Great. Perfect. Thank you. So now over to you. Would you like to ask me anything?
Kira, I'll be delighted. And my question is around your own place. I just wanted to know what it's like to have your own home and live independently.
So I'm going to talk about the home that I'm in now, just because it's more current. So what we did is we moved in 2020 into the house that we're in now, and it's our forever home. And it's really exciting because obviously being married, and I've been married now for 10 years, it's really important for Mark and I have a place to call our own, to have a home that we can have together. And it's lovely because we can close the door, do our own thing, go out when we want, come in when we want. Well, in reason.
Thanks for listening to Kira's Pink Sparkle Podcast. Join the conversation. Follow us on X at Kira's Pink Pod.
Within reason.
Yes.